Three people discussing modern technology.
So, Olga, do you think that modern technology has a downside to it?
Well, it is hard to say. I would say there is no yes and no. For example, you go abroad and you need to eat somewhere. Before, you would just wander around the town and find a place yourself. But now, click, 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 you found a restaurant. You found a review, so here you go. What do you think, Jane?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's helpful, but it also takes away, as you say, it takes away the romanticism of just wandering around the city and thinking, ooh, shall we go here?
And you're thinking about saving time. This is going to save time. This is going to mean that I can get what I want more quickly. I'll have more time to kind of spend enjoying myself, that kind of thing. I think there's an instinct where, because it's written down, you trust it as well. So with restaurants, you know, you look at them and think, right, that's what it's going to be like. Like kind of five-day weather forecasting. It's a myth. You can't do that. But you still look at it and think, oh yeah, great. It's going to be sunny on Tuesday.
That's so true.
So you think technology sometimes replaces your own knowledge or your own initiative to investigate and find out things?
It brings out the lazy side, I think, probably.
At the same time, it's a new thing that people have less time and want things quicker. They want to live their lives quicker and they want to get more and more value in a way, in a certain time, in the very limited time they have now.
That's true. One good thing is things like transport. If you commute to work or whatever, then you can always look up on, say, your phone or your computer before you leave for work and find out if there's any, like, rail closures or any traffic problems. And that's actually invaluable because then you won't be late, or you can tell someone in advance if you're going to be late.
Oh, yeah, there are clear practical benefits of that kind of thing. Definitely, yeah. The article suggests that people these days don't value general knowledge as much as people used to, because it's so easy to access, to acquire.
I think certainly that it's so easy to find the answer that they're looking for, that they don't actually have to, in inverted commas, sort of go on this sort of learning journey to get their answer. They don't have to go through a process, thereby also getting more information about something to find their answer. They just find it, and that's that.
I quite agree with that, but I think it's new time, new technology. People don't need all this kind of dead knowledge. They have this easily available information, and they can extend their knowledge when they need it and where they need it, opposed to what was before, that somebody would be an expert in one field but not in the others.
Right. I don't think it's a problem necessarily, but I think that the information that people get when they just look up, say, for example, an event in history in a search engine, you'll get a very concise view of the key points of that event in history, but you won't necessarily find out about the context of it or any kind of broader detail. So what you're getting is quite shallow in terms of knowledge and information.
That's a very fair point.